Mike Zero Echo Bravo Papa with another Efficient Bytes podcast here. Today I'm going to show you how I installed Nano VNA Saver on Windows 11. I'm going to talk about identifying the calibration caps that came with the VNA, then do a sweep to test that I have the 50 ohm load cap installed, and then I'll calibrate the VNA and save the calibration settings to the hard disk. But before I begin, let me describe the calibration caps that you are likely to get with your Nano VNA. These are important because you'll need them for calibration. Mine are different sizes, making it easy to identify them by size, but not all manufacturers use the same design. So therefore, any tips here will only help guide you to identifying which of the caps yours are. You will have a short, open and load. And if you look on the underside of all three of them, you'll probably identify the fact that one of them does not have a center pin, which makes it easy. That is your open cap. So then it is necessary to define between the short and the load. You might find that one of them has a rotatable top. If so, this is likely to be the 50 ohm load cap. Thanks to Colin for that tip. So I have put the one with the rotatable top on my VNA and I've connected it to the computer. And I'll turn the VNA on now before I forget. And there's the connection sound. I have a Windows 11 machine here, and I found that the Nano VNA Saver application version 0.4 on Windows 10, the operating system complained that it was untrusted software, but on Windows 11 did not complain. So I have started Narrator with Control Windows, then pressing Enter. I'm now going to open up the Run dialog box because that's the quicker way to get to the C drive where I've installed these applications. I'm holding the Windows key and pressing R.
Run dialog, open, C, colon, backslash, comma, combo, edit, collapsed, Alt, Undo. Type the name of a program, folder, document or internet resource, and Windows will open it for you.
And it remembers my last entered command here, which is C colon backslash. I'll press Enter.
Items view, enter table items view, 6x4, NanoVNA controller, 1 of 6, non-selected.
I'll cursor down once.
NanoVNA saver, 2 of 6, selected.
And there's the directory I created for this application, NanoVNA saver. I'll press Enter on this.
Window items view, enter table items view, 3x4, docs, 1 of 3, non-selected.
I have created a subdirectory called docs. In here, I have put Ian's tutorial and I've created a file called readme, which I've written information that I think will be useful to remember in the future. So the download site, the date I downloaded this version, and I could even record the calibration settings that I've created and their file names, just so that I don't forget. I'll cursor down.
User config files, 2 of 3, selected.
User config files is another subdirectory I created, and this is where I'm storing my calibration data for this particular application.
NanoVNASaver.exe, 3 of 3, selected.
And then I've cursored down to the executable that you get when you uncompress the zip file that you download from GitHub. Whilst I was in here, I press the Applications key.
Context menu.
Then the letter N for November.
Bluetooth device, menu item, menu key B.
Which jumps to send to. Now, if I press the letter D for Delta, it will select the send to desktop create shortcut option. I'm not going to do that because I've already done that. I'm going to come out of here now.
Send to menu.
Alt F4.
Items view entered.
And I should be on the desktop. I'll Windows M to minimize.
Recycle bin, 1 of 9.
And there I am on the desktop. I'll find that shortcut that I created. I did press F2 on it and renamed it because Windows by default calls it the name of the executable space dash space shortcut. And I thought it would sound better with the word shortcut deleted and spaces within the executable file name, so the screen reader read it that little bit easier.
Nano VNA controller, 3 of 9, selected. NVDA, 6 of 9,
I'm
selected.
Pressing the letter N for
Nano VNA saver, 7 of 9, selected.
And there it is, Nano VNA saver. So I'll press enter on that.
Nano VNA saver window, text area, editing. Nano VNA saver, text area, editing.
And now I can shift tab probably 6 times to get to the connect button.
Nano V displays calibration files, serial port, connect to device button.
And I'll tap the space bar.
Space. Disconnect button.
And the label of the button changes from connect to disconnect. Now I need to go forward tab, just tab on its own, 7 times to put in a frequency that I wish to sweep.
Manage, files, calibration, displace, about, group, sweep control, edit, 1.6 megahertz.
And it has 1.6 megahertz in there. I'm going to change that to 14.0 megahertz just for this test. I'll press the backspace key, which hopefully is deleted.
1, 4, full stop, 14, 0, M, H, Z.
14.0 MHZ. I'll just tab off and tab back on.
Sweep control, edit, 14.0 MHz.
That is correct. Tab to the stop frequency.
Sweep control, edit, 30 MHz.
I hit the backspace.
1, 4, full stop, 14. 3, 5, M, H, Z.
14.35 megahertz. Now tap about 5 times to the sweep button.
Sweep control, sweep button.
And I tap the space bar.
Space markers, edit, 1.6 megahertz, 14 megahertz, Z.
And to get narrator to present me with a list of all the readings. Control, caps lock, and press enter.
Search all window, search list, edit.
And I cursor down 9 times to get to my start frequency.
Sys, minima, max, close, mark, 14.0000 megahertz, text, 9 of 148, selected.
And narrator told me that's 9 of 148 and that the frequency is indeed 14.00. 6 down arrows will bring me to the SWR, which will tell me if this is the 50 ohm cap or the short.
-3 14 15.1 1.000 text 15 of 148 selected.
And it's 1.000. That tells me that that is indeed the 50 ohm cap. Had it been the short cap, it would have been 500 or 600 to 1 SWR. From here, we need to go down 20 places to line 35 for the middle frequency.
return quality S20 marker 2 custom 14.1750 megahertz text 35 of 148 selected.
And narrator read the value and then the line number. So 6 down from here is the VSWR.
50 jet minus 1.14 39.7 1.000 text 41 of 148 selected.
And confirming that I pressed 6 times with the line number 41. So now we need to go another 20 places down, which makes it to line 61.
Minus frequency impedance series parallel VS return quality S20 marker 3 14.3500 megahertz text 61 of 148 selected.
61 of 148 and the frequency of 14.35. 6 down from here will be its VSWR.
50 minus 1.44 1.000 text 67 of 148 selected.
And there is the SWR. So we can press any, more or less any key to get out of this window. I'm going to press enter.
Marker 3 1.000.
Now that I can identify my short, open and load caps, I am ready to enter a frequency range for my calibration. The sweep control group is about 10 shift tabs backwards by holding the shift. I'll find the start frequency that I entered, 14.0.
Sweep control, edit, 14.175. Sweep control, edit, 14.35 megahertz. Sweep control, edit, 14.0 megahertz.
Going to press the delete key to, or backspace to erase that entry. And I'm going to type 1.6 MHZ.
1, full stop, 1.6 MHZ.
And I'll tab to the stop frequency.
Sweep control, edit, 14.35 MHz.
And I'll press the backspace to erase that. And I'll put 440 MHz.
440. HZ.
Having typed in the stop frequency, shift tab 6 times to get to the calibrate button.
Sweep group about display calibration button.
I'll tap the space bar.
Calibration window calibrate short button.
The focus is on the manual calibration configuration, but I'm going to use the calibration assistant. I know that it's going to ask me for the short first, so I've just put the short on the VNA. Okay, having done that, 6 tabs, I think.
Open, load, through, isolate, offset, calibration assistant, button.
I'll tap the spacebar.
Calibration assistant window. OK. Button. Enter. Cancel. Button.
And I'll press the spacebar on the OK button.
Calibrate short window. OK. Button. Enter. Cancel. Button.
I'll press the spacebar on the OK button because I have the short cap on the VNA.
Calibration window. Calibrate open window. OK. Button. Enter. Cancel button.
Now it's asking for the open, so I'll just change that. Having put the open cap on, I'll tap the space bar.
Calibration window. Calibrate. Calibrate load window. OK. Button. Enter. Cancel. Button.
Now it's asking for the load cap. And I've been screwing these on just sort of finger tight. Enough to make electrical connection, but not too tight to rip the threads from the unit. I'll tap the space bar.
Calibration window. One port calibration complete window. Yes. Button. Enter. Cancel. Button. Apply. Button.
I don't want to continue to do a full calibration, so I'll tap to the cancel button.
Cancel. Button. Enter.
Press the space bar on that.
Calibration window. Calibrate. Apply. Button.
And tap the space bar again for the apply button.
Space.
Having applied those settings, I want to save them to disk. There's an area here where you can add notes about the calibration, and it is difficult to get out, but I'll show you how to do that. So I'll tap twice, which will put me in the notes edit area.
Reset, notes, edit.
I can just type ham band.
Cap H. A M space ham. A-N-D-S.
Ham bands. Now to get out of the text area where I've just written ham bands, I hold the caps lock key and right arrow twice.
Files group.
And that puts me on the files group. And I'll tap to save.
Save calibration button.
And tap the space bar.
Space, save as dialog, file name, combo edit, collapsed, alt and n.
And I'll type ham bands.
Cap H, A, M, cap B, A, N, D, S.
Ham bands. And of course, the first time I opened this dialog box, I had to navigate to the C:\ Nano VNA Saver / user config files. But as I've already saved a calibration here, I suspect that it has remembered the position. But I'll shift tab a couple of times just to see.
Items view, enter table items view, 2x4, name, split button, collapsed. Docs, 1 of 2.
And shift tab twice, it said docs, which I know is one of the subdirectories I created in Nano VNA Saver. So I'll cursor down to the user config files.
User config files, 2 of 2, selected.
And I'll press enter on that.
Items view, exit table, enter table items view, 1x4, HF frequencies.cal, 1 of 1.
I'll test to the save button.
Calibration window, files, save calibration, button.
I'll Alt-F4 out of this window and Alt-F4 out of the application. I hope you find this useful. This is Mike Zero, Echo Bravo Papa 73.